Does this make sense? This is why it's so vitally important. This is the advantage we had as being society members, because we were around this 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We had our phone calls, we had our coffees, we had our book meetings. We knew we were going to get tested. We knew we were going to get the phone call. We knew we were going to meet somebody and people were going to observe it. And we knew that if we failed, that if we walked in and somebody came up to us, that we knew we were a society member, and they knew I was the apprentice, and they asked me a question about, you know, what did I observe from that guy? And I didn't really give an answer. Or if they sensed and they knew that my willingness to learn or my willingness to exchange was lower, guess what? I wasn't moving on to the next level. I wasn't learning anything new because there was nothing for me to learn or be exposed to because I haven't learned my lesson yet. If I can't add, we're not going to get on to subtraction. If you can't add, subtract, multiply, and divide, we ain't doing algebra. Sorry. We can't go there until you are proficient and an expert in addition, subtraction, multiplication, or division. You have to be an expert in that before we get to algebra. So in our lives, we had not a fear, but a strong motivation to really master these basics. Who do you listen to? Teachability index, training balance scale, and four steps. We had to. Otherwise, we weren't moving on. Our membership in the society, we weren't going to get kicked out. But we were like the privates in the army. And we're going to be a private in the army our whole life. We were never going to get the general. Now, if you were to, the highest level in the army is a 5-star general. Well, highest level in the Masons is a 33 degree. Well, there ain't that many 5-star generals. There ain't that many 33 degree Masons. And we've got a couple here. There ain't that many top people in the Brotherhood. Well, we've got a couple here. Hello. Nice to meet you. I'm humbled by that. I'm not, you know, bragging. But I'm humbled by that. But there ain't that many 5-star generals. And for those who reach it, you had to do something special. And you got information and knowledge and experience that other people just didn't have if they were a private, even though they're still part of the army. Does this make sense? To know and not to do is not to know. Leo Biscaglia. You got to know this stuff. The basics. You have to focus on the fundamentals. And the four basic fundamentals. Who do you listen to? Teachability index. Training balance scale. And the four steps that you go through when you learn information. These are the basics, but the most important. Review this in your mind. Think about it over and over again. Go back. Now, someone always says, well, how do I learn this again? I said, I told you, I said it again. How do I learn this stuff? You learn it by observing other people and by, at the conscious competence level, doing it yourself over and over and over again. But you must be observing people. Who do you observe? You observe the people that are experts in it who are doing it. Some of you think, again, you're thinking, I don't know any experts. Guess what? You're listening to one. And I say that humbly. So that's why you listen to these CDs over and over and over and over and over again. At the end of the course, we're going to give you the books and additional CDs. That's going to be your method. We may have some live events available later. But for now, you're going to do what we did. You're not going to have the phone calls. You're not going to have the one-on-one mentors yet. Down the road, that may be available to you. But you're going to have to qualify. And how do you qualify? Just like we qualified. We didn't get that right off the get-go. If we didn't have high willingness to learn and high willingness to accept change from the beginning, and by reading books and by reading books and doing our observation through the book imagination process, we didn't get a personal mentor. We didn't get to meet anybody. We didn't know who were members. So you're going to be given that same opportunity. We're trying to basically duplicate our method of learning, the way we got this stuff, with you. And right now, your method is by listening to CDs, and we're going to give you the book lists. And for those of you who really get it, then you'll be available for the workshops, the live events, and you'll be available to personal mentors and be an apprentice to learn this information, if you choose to. Some of you are just going to get this information and basically go, oh my God, this is amazing, start applying it, and start becoming, having, and doing more than you could ever imagine, and be happier than ever, and you're going to be at the level you wanted to be. And you're going to say, I'm done. Ah, this is fantastic. Great. Some of you are thinking, hey, I'm making, who needs millions? I'm making a couple hundred grand. You know, I manifested this in my life. This came. Oh my God, my body looks great. My health is great. What else do I need? I hit the home run. I hit the lottery. And listen, I applaud you. I mean, because it's your desires you're going after, not mine. So whatever desires you have, achieve them. Put a big smile on your face. Feel great. And whatever that is, it is. Doesn't have to be billionaire. There's no right and wrong here. All it is that you feel fulfilled, and you feel happy, and you feel great, and you feel you're achieving your goals and desires, and you feel fantastic and better than ever. That's what it comes down to. This course, your wish is your command. It's your wish, not mine. What wish do you have? What dream do you have? What desire do you have? Think about it. What desires do you have in your life? What wishes do you have in your life, in any area of your life? Whatever area of your life, what wish do you have? What desire do you have? What do you want? What do you want? What do you want? Guess what? You're going to be taught how to make a command and make it happen in this course. And some of you want to go further. Fine. Some of you are going to be so happy with what you got here. That's great too. Your wish. Remember, you. And you're seeing it all around. This isn't made up. This isn't theory. You're seeing it physically, touching it, eating it last night. You're meeting the people, real flesh and blood, bones. My God, you know some of these people. Your dreams can become reality. Your wishes can happen. What you want, what you desire, you can have. Your wish is your command. You can have, be, or do anything you want, and everything, and have it happen in record time. Focus on the fundamentals. Master the basics. Build the foundation, and you'll be able to build your whole life. And the foundation, who do you listen to? Teachability Index, Training Balance Scale, and the 4 steps leading to unconscious competence. Let's take a break, and for those listening to the CDs, we'll go to the next CD.